Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you're looking right now, you see behind us, that's VFNKB. All of you guys like to go
that's
there.
Right.
We have to find out all the information that's going on. Go to VFNKB.com. We're talking about the seven mountains today. You know, one thing that Lance Wallner has done, he released this prophetic word across
yes.
the nations. He's been faithful to loose it, and now God has shifted things around as the government mountain's been taken by God or being taken by God. And now he's at the Value Voter Summit, and Lance Wallner is sharing this wisdom. It's powerful wisdom. It's a thing that we focus on. And if you heard our earlier programs, we've been talking about how God has taken each of these mountains. And Revelations, I believe it says that God's mountain would be over the mountains.
Mm.
So God's mountain's on top of these mountains. He's setting up his throne. He said very specifically, and he told me, he said, the seed of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. He said, provision is going to come when his justice comes down. I mean, it's awesome. Things are going on. But we have to understand, what do we do when God sets us free? Do we just sing songs, get in the Holy Ghost jacuzzi and just talk to each other?
Well, it's important because we're praying for this revival and this great awakening, and it is going to come. But revival and great awakening for what? It's time for us to take those mountains. It's time to bring Jesus in these each individual mountains and to make disciples in those mountains for
and
God.
And I want to encourage you, you know, you go to VFNKB.com. You can see just a piece of what up behind you. Everything you can imagine is back there for you right there. But including, you know, how to register to vote and find out, you know, in regards to voting, go to VFNKB.com/vote. But listen, Value Voters is so important to be able to get connected because God wants us to take these mountains. An awakening is when the DNA of a nation changes, which means how you do business, how you do education, how you do media, how you do arts and entertainment, how you do family, how you do faith. I mean, everything begins to change because God impacts us. That's why we're always calling out, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening.
There's a strategy for each and every one of these mountains.
Yes,
we just shared this week the prophetic word that within 2 years, God is going to shift in the entertainment in the Hollywood mountains. So
it's
get
awesome.
Ready.
So we're going to go to the Value Voter Summit. This is Lance Wallner talking about the seven mountain strategy. Let's go.
I do want to talk about the schizophrenia that Dr. Carson was talking about earlier. How does it happen? Where does it come from? What's the origin of it? And since so many of you are believers, I think you'll appreciate my high-tech board over here. I want to talk to you about a great Bible story that explains something. For years, I could not understand how it is that Christians are supposed to engage culture when, in fact, in so many ways, we're trying to keep ourselves from being contaminated by culture, and then we're called actually to be an influence in it. And then I started looking at the Bible. Luke chapter 4 told me something I hadn't thought about. It said that when Jesus was tempted, he went up to the Mount of temptation. So the mountain suddenly becomes a great picture of kingdoms. And Satan on that mountain tempts him and shows him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I started thinking it's kingdoms, plural. Now think about that. It's not just one, it's different spheres that are kingdoms. And then the devil offers Jesus this with this unique proposition. He says, all of this has been given to me, and I give it to whom I will. Now, that's a bold statement. I give it to whom I will. And this kind of explains the uniqueness of the United States. If you think about what we're hearing tonight with religious liberty, what other countries are going to stand up for religious liberty? Other countries don't stand up for religious liberty because it's easier to manipulate who gets control of kingdoms when people don't have any say. The uniqueness of the United States is the fact that we can occasionally shock everyone with our choices for president. And so the power that we have in our unique system is that somebody may be the devil's choice, but our belief is we can pray for God to raise up leaders, and that if we participate, then the devil gets frustrated because we can actually fight. What? That's the battle over Supreme Court justices? That's the battle over politics? You could literally see wherever there's a fight over conceptual real estate, there must be some kind of spiritual warfare involved. There must be some value in that real estate. So the kingdoms of this world are offered. I give it to whom I will. And then the unique proposition continues. If you will bow down and worship me, this will all be yours. That tells you something else. That whatever you bow to on the way up to the top will control you when you get there. So Jesus, of course, spurned that. And he spurned it not for the reason I thought. He spurned it because he said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve or bow down to. But then after Jesus had finished his task, his death, his burial, his resurrection, something unique takes place. He starts to talk to the disciples. And he says to them that the mandate and the mission is going to be to go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples of every nation. Now, where's my eraser? I know I have an eraser. Well, I hear some panicking back there. I'll tell you what. I'll just go this way. So in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, go into all the world and teach nations. To teach them. Mark's Great Commission is interesting. Mark says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And here's what I believe is the mistake that we made. We focused on this one mountain, which is the church. And we focused on preaching the gospel. And our passion has been for revival, for awakening. How many of you pray for a great awakening for America? Even to this day, you're praying for God to give us a revival, a great awakening, an outpouring. So that's our passion. But you see, we focus on preaching the gospel. Our aim is souls for the most part. And then we build churches and expect that if we can preach the gospel, if we pray passionately, if we break through into heaven, then at some point there's going to come this great outpouring that'll change America. Now, why have we been pursuing that for the last 2 decades? I'll tell you what the devil's done. The devil's taken the Great Commission regarding teaching nations. And while we pursued an awakening, the devil literally taught America and discipled it right out from under our Christian influence. Does that make sense? Well, thank you. We'll use these Kleenex. So we have the teaching commission of Matthew. We have the Great Commission also in Mark. We're supposed to do preaching and teaching. But now what's happened is the discipling process has been going on for so long that we're now actually the hunted people. It's consensus within culture has been lost.
This is so awesome. Listen, we're going to continue on after this break, but you got to go to vfnkb.com. Lance Walnut has just gifted it and prophetically sent this word out. But God raised up hubs all around the nation and around the world. And one of those is VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business. You go to VFNKB.com and understand there's a reason why we're in media, international media. There's a reason why we're in education. There's a reason why we're in all these different aspects, business and family and all that. Because we have to impact those areas. Our universities have turned into re-educational institutions. In regards to a negative way against God, against family, against government, against God's plan for this nation. So the church has to get back, Christians have to get back in alignment with God's purposes to disciple nations, which we have to get discipled ourselves first. But listen, we're going to find out more about this, but make sure also that you go to, this is the Value Voter Summit. So register at vfnkb.com/vote. And find your voter's guide there as well. You can register whatever state you're in America. And those that are watching from all around the world, pray for America, that American Christians will wake up, get registered, get informed, and go out and vote so we can help you and other nations by being strong and going out and helping in all the different ways that we do in America. This is exciting, including sending out missionaries and supporting missionaries around the world. But right after this break, we're going to join Lance Walnut with this huge revelation, this download from God. It's time for us to leave the church building, stay there to get encouraged, but get out and take our workplaces back for God and bless people and the economy back and the business back and education back and family back and arts and entertainment back and media back. Listen, news is shifting. You've had noticed when we first started, we had no idea we're going to watch God take down big anchors and news, but God's shifting things around and he's going to have his people telling the news before the news even happens so that we could change the news. That's called prophecy. And it's amazing what's happening, but we're at the Value Voters Summit and we're listening to Lance Walnut with a 7-mountain strategy that God gave him to prophetically release around the world. And out of that came things such as VFN Kingdom Business and how we're actually practically putting into practice what God had prophetically released. And if you want to find out more, go to vfnkb.com. But understand, this is very strategic because revival and awakening is about changing, especially awakening, is about changing the DNA of how we do things. And that happens when God takes his church back, we actually seek the kingdom and not just church, and to advance his kingdom, which is his way of doing things, and we impact all seven mountains of culture, all the way from government, family, business, education, arts and entertainment, media, in business, every aspect of that. And we've seen so many people blessed, so many businesses blessed. We see schools. We're so excited to see what superintendents are starting to do and standing up for God, and Puerto Rico standing up for God and praying in their schools. And we got to go back to the Value Voters Summit. But listen, don't forget to find out more details. Go to VFNKB.com and support the Value Voters Summit and register to vote. Go to VFNKB.com/vote. Get registered and also get informed. Let's join Lance Wallnew right now in the Seven Mountain Strategy.
Tell you what I'll do. Let me change this picture here and we'll look at it this way. And what I want to get you to think about now is that the command to disciple nations is where we are now in school. We're literally relearning the commandment. How do you influence a culture? Islam has done a brilliant job of absolutely discipling nations. Started 500 years after Christianity and has complete nations wrapped up, their own banking system, and when their presidents are talking or their government officials, they actually wear clerical garb. Where we have such anxiety about the separation of church and state, there's no separation of religion and government when it comes to Islam. In fact, a good businessman is going to start an Islamic training center and fund it. So the church itself has this first sphere of influence. But in terms of like discipling nations, where do we go from there? Well, let's identify the rest of these spheres. Thank God the sphere of family is one where the Lord has made it so that you can actually equalize whatever influences are out there. Because no matter what's coming from the outside in, you as a mother and father can always raise your children, educate your children, cover your children. So for you and your household, there could be salvation. And this is part of my own history. It's part Jewish believer. That the Jews for years, the Jewish people, have never had the majority of the population of the United States. They've been less than 3%. And yet look how they've shaped so many aspects and enriched so many aspects from psychology to philosophy to from Seinfeld to Alan Dershowitz. Jewish people have shaped American culture, and they did it while they were not in the majority. But how do they do it? They do it because the seed of Abraham is told to be the head and not the tail. They're told to be above and not beneath. And the average Jewish person has 2.5 more years of education than a Gentile. They think in terms of going to the top. Education. Academia. Look at what's happened with academia. Are you aware of the fact that at this point in time, like 75% of the faculty, they're not even in mainstream, they're not even, if we could do a study, I think I want to hire Barna to do this. The percentage of academics that are actually so far left of the American middle. But think how shrewd the devil is. Because academics are right now making Marxists out of the sons and daughters that governments are funding and helping support to go to school. And they're recruiting them to go out into the polling booths against the very values that create a system where America's prosperity can even happen. You have the academic mountain, education, family, church. These are called the mind molders of culture. These are the forces that actually disciple the mind of a nation. If you want to teach and you want to preach, we have to think about raising people up in each of these sectors. We have to actually think about how to go in. And of course, government. Wow. Between government, the laws, and the military. I am so impressed with the fact that we have so many believers that are in the Trump administration. It's such an anomaly. It's such a fascination to me. And I predicted before the election had happened, I said that Donald Trump will be called Osiris. I said he'll be called Osiris right out of Isaiah 45, the 40th president of the United States is going to come. And this guy, listen, everybody's always asking, well, is the candidate a Christian? Is the candidate a Christian? We have to stop asking that question. I know this sounds like radical heresy, but Isaiah 45 says, thus says the Lord to Cyrus whom I've anointed, though you have not known me. In other words, sometimes God can anoint a wrecking ball that doesn't know him better than he can someone that does. And I'm not saying he doesn't know the Lord. He's had so many prayers with evangelicals by now, he's probably a Pentecostal. But at the time when I met him, he wasn't. Government, law, military. But then look at this. The media, my gosh, can you see the power? This thing has now become an apparatus, an extension. I'm sorry to say, I don't want to sound so nonpartisan, but the fact is the media has become an extension of the Democratic Party. They work together. I'm not sure if the media isn't running the Democratic Party. So what you have is you have media and government, academia. Then you redefine what the family is, and you vilify and isolate the church. But we're not done yet, because you have to have Hollywood. You have to have the arts and entertainment realm. Without Hollywood, we don't have the entertainers, the movies, the singers, the scripts. It's the HBO series and every series. It's so weird how they're written with some kind of weird theme that is always taking people that are believers, the sweetest, nicest, most docile. Quite frankly, we're so civilized, we're almost in danger of being too polite. When was the last time you ever heard of a conservative riot? The arts arena is where your entertainers and your sports figures are. And I'm sorry to say, I know it's not politically correct, but everything that the left gets involved with, everything, even including arts and sports, they ruin everything because they politicize everything. There's nothing you can do. There's no place you can go without the left politicizing it. And then finally over here, I used to say this is the only safe place, but not anymore. Business. You're going to hear from a speaker after I speak. The Masterpiece Cake Shop, you're seeing how the left is targeting small businesses. And it's already started with photographers and then florists and with chapel owners. Because the business of the left is to disciple a nation. They're not going to be happy until everybody is submitted to their belief system. You see, someone's going to disciple the nations. That's the point that I'm trying to make. So you have the business over here, and then we heard from Michelle Bachmann earlier. She's absolutely right. High tech is scary. It's freaky. The fact that the information highway can be controlled the way that it is. Can you imagine the public highways are like the information highway? You're getting pulled over on the public highway and you're not allowed to use certain roads because your belief systems aren't compatible with everybody else who's controlling the toll booths? That's what's happening now. So we look at this together. My encouragement to you is it used to be, and I pastored for a while. I pastored, I did business. My plan was to try to pray and build such a big church. I was interested in megachurches. Nothing wrong with megachurches, but if megachurches could change America, it would do it. It's not even changing the cities where the megachurches are located. Why is that? I did an analysis of the Greek and Hebrew. I was looking at this very closely. The Bible says, go ye into all the world. I started to analyze this, and in the Greek, it literally means, ye go. So I thought I was going to have all the community come in to my ever-growing, expanding revival center. But what I found out is we have to actually send people into the system. Does that make sense? We have to actually champion raising up people. We have to find out where the believers are that are in these places, and we have to get behind them and help them because they're isolated out there. All right, I got a red pen. This gives me my final flurry of revelation for you. So in the new model, the church is going to have to help people go to the top of all these systems. These, by the way, are called gates of influence. And then I'm looking at this, and I just met last week with leaders from Arab nations. I mean, these are people that actually have martyrs in their churches. This is a lot more than just a little bit of harassment on Twitter. These people are actually being hunted. And I talked to the leaders, and I said, here's the challenge. We're called the disciple nations. We're going to have to raise up believers. Now, here's a great important point. How many of you are business people out there? Well, we have a few. Well, I can't see anything anyway because the lights are in my eyes. But what did Daniel do in Babylon? He had a small group. He had a small group at the top. Remember, proximity to power is what we have to do. We have to think in terms of penetrating the gates of influence. We have to move towards the head of Goliath. We cannot back up from culture. We have to go into it more aggressively than ever before. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what were they? They were a micro group in the government of Babylon. But from that proximity to the throne, they were able to shape history. We have to begin to take our prayer movements and our believers, and I'm challenging pastors, to encourage the body of Christ to move into setting up these ecclesias, these churches, these small bands of believers, in the very epicenter of where the cultural warfare is the hottest, and let's set them up. It's like the great missionary C.T. Studd said, some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. We should be running rescue shops within a yard of hell. Matthew 25 explains it all. I'm reading this and I'm talking to these leaders. I said, would you look at this? Oh, got a note, so use the black pen. Matthew 25 says, Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, he's going to gather all nations. Now, this is a very important point. Because so many of us talk about, this is our theology, about a rapture, about a revival, about an end-time harvest. But you see, we still have the old paradigm where we're focusing on the church and soul winning. I'm saying that that paradigm is inadequate. What we need is an apostolic paradigm which goes into every system and supports believers going to the top of it. And what Matthew 25 says is when Jesus returns, he's not gathering souls, he's gathering nations, and this is amazing. There's two kinds of nations, sheep nations and goat nations. I was not even really thinking about this as strongly until after the proclamation. I wrote, I predicted, it's so crazy, I predicted before the election, Donald Trump will get elected, he's going to be referred to as Cyrus, and he's going to make an unusual decree that's going to really shock the whole world. I didn't know what the decree was. I should have thought the thing through. New York Times was picking on me, and Salon Magazine and Vox, they were saying, who are these nutty, they never referred to as a businessman. It's always right-wing evangelist. So I said, I'm not an evangelist, but anyway, that's what they want to call. They said, why do they call Donald Trump Cyrus? Why do they have to make a man who is this grotesque, a biblical figure? What's delusional with these people? And I started having my feed burn up on Google searches, and I thought, oh, boy, they're coming after me now. Why did I even say it? And then Donald Trump makes the announcement. We're moving the embassy to Jerusalem. He makes the announcement. Now, look at these numbers. This is crazy, people. 128, 35. Watch this. Donald Trump makes the announcement, and Benjamin Netanyahu goes to the White House. And while they're making fun of me, Benjamin Netanyahu meets with the president. He says, Mr. President, the Jewish people have a long memory. And we remember Cyrus of old and his decree. And you, Mr. President, have also entered into history by standing with the Jewish people. Benjamin Netanyahu himself links Donald Trump to Cyrus. The Sanhedrin sent me a coin. It's a picture of Donald Trump and Cyrus side by side with both of their heads like Mount Rushmore. The Sanhedrin sent me a coin saying, we're commemorating this moment. At that moment, the United Nations goes into a vote. Come on, most Christians are asleep at the switch. All the nations had to make a decision on the right of Israel to exist. Nine nations stood with the United States. We had 120 nations voted against us, and you'd be shocked at some of the nations that you thought were Christian that didn't do it. And then we have 35 abstaining because they're a little bit confused and don't know if they're sheep or goats. Friends, I'm convinced this president needs to have us now more than ever. If we get behind him, we will see an awakening, but the awakening is going to be this.
It's exciting, isn't it? That's exactly what we're doing. We're a part of doing it at VFN Kingdom Business. As a matter of fact, you're looking at these banners right here. This is what we focus on. Each of these mountains, the faith mountain, which is the church mountain, religious mountain, family mountain, education mountain, government mountain, media mountain, arts and entertainment, business mountain. Over 6 years ago, we launched when God spoke to us and said, I want you to do television and radio. I was like, okay. And next Sunday, within 7 days, he provided the finances. Within 30 days, we were at launch. And now we're all around the world talking to you all over the world. And this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to rise up and to take these mountains. Truly, it's a joke. But it's not a joke. He truly said, go ye into the world. Think about this. If you take all the money you're trying to spend to get people to come ye to your church building, what if you actually train people up and use that money for them to start coffee shops, them to go out there and do well in the workplace, them to go to college? It's so many different things. Find out more details at vfnkb.com. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. This is the beginning of what God is doing. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing. Lord God, we thank you for Lance Wallner. We thank you, Father God, for raising up a Cyrus. We thank you that America's standing with Israel. We thank you, Lord, that you're opening our eyes for the days that you're going to take back all these mountains, God. And we pray that your church would rise up, Father God. Lord, I just pray a blessing of those that are watching, those that are gifted in these areas, God, that they would be trained up and they would be launched in these different areas, Father God. And we pray right now, God, that you would end abortion, send revival, send this third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.